Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first Think Now Research podcast of 2017. This is our monthly podcast in which we go over our most recent report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African American, and Asian insights into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in a changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at thinknowtweets. My name is Mario Carrasco. I'm co-founder and principal of Think Now Research. Here today with Roy Kokoyachuk, our other co-founder.
Hello, hello, hello.
This month, we'll be going over our Think Now Pulse report, which delves into consumer sentiment across Hispanic, Asian, African American, and white consumers. We'll be focusing mainly on Hispanic sentiment for this report and podcast, but if you're interested in the other cohorts, please reach out to us via our website at thinknowresearch.com. We will be discussing the report that is available at no cost on thinknowresearch.com in our download section, so feel free to pause the podcast now and download so you can follow along, but we'll do our best to explain the data we're discussing. So Roy, we've had quite a 2016. How are things looking for 2017?
Well, they're actually looking surprisingly positive for 2017. So, before we actually talk about the data, just quickly, what it's based off of is 1,250 nationally representative interviews. So we break it out by Hispanics, white, African Americans, and Asians. The base sizes for whites, African Americans, Asians are about 250 each. The Hispanic base size is about 500. But then if we were to look at the total sample, we then weight each demographic group in accordance to their percentage of the overall population. So that said, we can start looking at how they feel about the economy. Oh, one last thing. This was fielded. This is pretty much hot off the presses.
Yeah, literally. So today is the 21st of December. We just got out of field on Monday. So okay. A couple of days ago. Yeah.
Right. So this is, we're looking at Outlook for 2017. Also, maybe there's a question in there about 2016. How was it for you? That sort of thing. But mostly focused on Outlook for 2017 from the standpoint of the last month.
Yeah, and it's a really good time to ask this, right? It's we're near the end of the year, and people are reflecting on 2017.
What's ahead, right? All right, so let's dive in. So the first question we ask is about income. So we asked the sample, you know, think of all the sources of income that contribute to your household. Compared to the same time last year, would you say that your household financial situation has improved, stayed the same, worsened, or not sure? And, drum roll please, the highest percentage among the different demographic groups that said that their income has improved has been Hispanics. 43% of them state that their income has improved over last year. The worsened for that group is only 19%. So for comparison, the Asians, only 32% said that they were their situation has improved. So it's a pretty positive.
Yeah, and what I really liked about this data is that it tracks with the census recent release on labor and poverty, where, you know, for the first time in quite a while, I don't know how many years, but at least a decade, we saw poverty levels among minorities, specifically Hispanic and African Americans, lower, so less people in poverty. And we saw Hispanic incomes rise the most, and so I think we're seeing that reflected here in our data as well, that things are going pretty well for Hispanics and African Americans, and specifically Hispanics that we're seeing here. We're seeing a nice raise in median income via census, and then here in our report, you know, things are better.
Yeah, and so the overall picture is positive for everyone. So Hispanics are the most positive, but the overall picture, if we were to add up the improved and stayed the same for all groups and looked at on a national level, it would be about 77%, it looks like. So that's pretty strong. We then break up the Hispanic to, segment further to see what parts of the Hispanic segment are feeling this improved income situation. And there are some pretty notable differences demographically. So men, their situation, so 49% of them feel that their sources of income haven't increased over last year versus 37% of women. So that's a pretty substantial difference. The Spanish dominant actually are 53% of them improved versus the English dominant only 32%. So this is being driven by men, Spanish dominant men specifically. And then if geographically, look at the geographic distribution is pretty telling as well. So the Northeast and the West, Hispanics are have seen their incomes improved. Northeast 57%, West 49%.
Yeah, this jumps out to me because I just saw, you know, Pew Research, you know, how the South is still the fastest growing, you know, Hispanic region. And so you would assume that it's fast growing because there's some economic activity there, yet that, you know, are it's not really bearing out there. I wonder.
Well, so the West is being connected. Yeah. So the West, if when we're looking at Hispanics, California and Texas, basically, there are other states, of course, in the West, but that's what's driving that. And the economy here in California is booming.
Right.
And it's actually doing quite well in Texas too. So, and then the Northeast, you're basically talking about New York City, and New York, and that's doing really well as well. So if you compare the economies of California and New York to the economies of, you know, Arkansas and Mississippi and everything else that's in the South,
North Carolina,
yeah, they're not doing as well. But so the difference was, you know, 57% Northeast improved versus 32% in the Midwest and 33% in the South. So it's, that's, it's pretty substantial. Difference. It's almost twice for the Northeast. So I just thought I'd point out that this is not a whole country improvement. This is, you know, the country is really are, it feels very different in the Northeast and in the West than it does in the South and Midwest.
Well, and then another thing that jumps out to me is, you know, you mentioned male, Spanish dominant. A lot of the conversation in 2016 was bicultural Hispanic millennials, right? But if we're looking at targeting from, you know, what segment of the Hispanic population is feeling good from an income perspective, that story changes a little bit. It's Spanish dominant. And then if I look at age, well, I guess younger.
Younger's younger, doing better.
And Spanish dominant.
Yeah, younger Spanish dominant male.
Younger Spanish dominant male, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was how they were feeling about 2016, or compared to the previous year. The next question we asked was, you know, what are their feelings towards this upcoming year for their family finances? So, you know, their options were things like, I think my personal finances in 2017 will be about the same, or they'll be better, or they'll be worse, or not sure, right? And so if we look at better, if we look at the total sample, again, it's a pretty positive story. 50% of everyone surveyed said that they felt 2017 was going to be better. 34% said it would be about the same. So 50, so it's about 84%, you know, it's either better or the same. So that's That's a pretty good. Optimistic country.
Yeah.
You know.
But interestingly, that's being reflected in the stock market right now.
It's like pretty optimistic.
It's like record.
Yeah.
Record, yeah.
So if we look at the demographic breaks by ethnicity, Hispanics and African Americans are the most likely to say things are going to be better. Interestingly, African Americans were kind of low on the how is 2016 compared to 2017 economically, but from an economic standpoint, they think their personal finances are going to be better in 2017. So it's about 63% of African Americans. That's the highest, followed by Hispanics at 56, and then Asians 47, and whites 44%. So, these numbers are positive for Hispanics and African Americans, but also you have to think that the recession and all the, you know, they're making up ground.
They were hit the hardest.
They were hit the hardest, so they're making up ground. So now they're finally starting to think, okay, 2017, things are going to be better. So there is a difference, though, depending on how much money you make. So if we're looking at Hispanics specifically, about half of Hispanics earning $40,000 or less think that 2017 is going to be better, but about 62% of those earning more than $40,000 a year think it's going to be better. So those that earn more see their situation improving even more. Those that earn less see the situation improving, but not as much as those that earn more. So
that's interesting, because I would think that the opposite is true, but it does that makes sense. They're gaining more ground, right?
Yeah, the rich are getting richer.
Yeah.
So that's outlook for 2017. And then we ask a series of questions about what people purchased or are planning to buy. So thinking about major purchases that people might buy for themselves or the family, have you purchased or are you planning to buy? And then so in the last 12 months or in the coming. So
this data here's what people purchased in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's 2016. What did they purchase? So if we look at the big ticket items, house, condominium, whites are leading the way. So they are the most likely to have purchased a house or condominium, with 18% of them having done so. Hispanics are at 10%, and African Americans and Asians are at 7%. So there's still a disparity there in terms of ability to make a large purchase like a house.
Yeah, and then in terms of what kind of bigger consumer durable goods were purchased, we see Hispanics purchasing large kitchen appliances like refrigerator, stove, washer, dryer. 22% of Hispanics noted that they purchased that in 2016, and almost on par with whites at 23%. In terms of electronics, whites really top, dominating there in 2016. 36% of whites noting that they either purchased a flat screen TV, home theater, or a game console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was purchased in the last 12 months. This one here, I don't have any highlights here, but in the next 12 months, if we look at who's the most likely to say that they are thinking about buying, let's say, a home or a condominium, African-Americans are starting to consider the next 12 months as a good time to buy a home or a condominium. So if you're marketing, if you're in the real estate sector, or you plan to sell things to furnish your home, African-Americans are feeling that that's
This is almost a mirror or the opposite coin of what was purchased in 2016, right? We saw whites purchasing the most homes in 2016. And here we see whites are the least likely to say that they're going to purchase a home in 2017. So new potential home ownership is really being driven by African Americans at 34%, Hispanics at 24%, so 24% of Hispanics looking to purchase a home or condominium. And then it drops off there, 22% of Asians and 18% of whites. So looks like, you know, minority home ownership is going to be on the rise in 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, and so African Americans are generally bullish on most large ticket items for 2017. Brand new car, truck, they lead the ethnic groups there. They also, with 49% of them versus everyone else, which is hovering around 40%. Large kitchen appliances, they're kind of average there. Around 30%, everyone's around 30% there. And then, but new home electronics, such as flat screen, home theater systems, game consoles, that is a Hispanic and African-American story there. Both of them are leading. So African-Americans, 52%, Hispanics, 45% plan to purchase flat screen TVs, home theater systems, game consoles, versus whites and Asians, who are both around 35%. So,
and what's nice about this data is that it's all connected, right? It seems like 2016 was better. We see, you know, personal financial situations bettering. The outlook for 2017 is better. And we're seeing this reflected in terms of the large ticket items that Hispanic and African Americans want to purchase. So, it's going to be a good year for companies looking to target minorities because they're ready to spend, it looks like, for 2017.
Right. So the previous questions, or the ones we've discussed thus far, are sort of on a personal level. You know, how about yourself? Do you make more money? What do you plan? What do you plan on doing this coming year? This next question we ask for the U.S. economy in general, sort of the mood. You know, what are your feelings about where things are headed? And options are, well, I think they're going to be about the same in 2017. They're going to be better or they're going to be worse. So, again, generally optimistic. It's about 67% think things will be the same or better among everyone. For this general economy question, Hispanics and whites are the most sort of optimistic for the economy in general, that 47% for whites and 44% for Hispanics.
And then, I mean, I think the other story here is, you know, the flip side of that, you know, which group thinks that the economy is going to be the worst. And I mean, there's a significant uptick there in African Americans, 34%. Stating that they think the economy in 2017 will be worse. Right?
Yeah, what's interesting about African Americans is that on a personal level, like themselves,
yeah,
they're optimistic that they themselves will do well, right, in 2017, that they themselves will be able to buy a house and buy a big ticket item. But when asked the country as a whole, the economy writ large, they're among the least optimistic. Mm. Isn't that interesting? How on a personal level, they think they're going to be doing okay, but they don't like what they see on a national level.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense coming out of 2016. There's a lot of issues that have affected African Americans, mm-hmm. that made some big media news, the election year. But there were some positive signs in 2016 in terms of, again, that's the data that we're seeing and the census data that came out, that they're actually seeing their incomes rising. So mm-hmm. They're feeling better personally, like you mentioned. But, you know, I think that's a function of coming out of this year, you mm-hmm. know. So we'll see how that bears out. But the good thing for marketers, though, is that even though that they feel this way, they're still willing to invest in kind of these big ticket items like homes and cars and electronics. I think that's interesting, that other data point that you pointed out in terms of U.S. born versus...
Yeah, so another interesting thing, and when we're looking at Hispanics, when asked, you know, those that said that the economy is going to be better in 2017 among Hispanics, it's the foreign born, right? So U.S. born, about 39% thought 2017 will be better, but the foreign born, about 50% felt that the economy in general was going to be better. So if you're looking for optimism about the economy, it's your foreign born. So I would imagine that that would also, if we cut that by acculturation, yeah, we did. So by acculturation, the least acculturated are the most likely to think that the economy is going to do better, the overall economy, 2000, is about half of them.
Can we just look at by country of origin? I'm just curious how that played out as well, because you know, it's the foreign-born thing is surprising to me, just considering the rhetoric in terms of immigration.
And yeah, whatnot. I see something here. So for country of origin, we split it on into five groups, well, four main groups. Mexican-Americans, Caribbean, South American, and then Central American, right? And so among the four groups, the Central Americans are the most likely to feel positive about the overall economy in 2017. I just think that that's a function of starting points, you know, economic starting points.
Yeah, that makes sense, because Central Americans are, you know, I think we mentioned net migration from Mexico is negative, right? So mm-hmm. in terms of Hispanic immigrants, it's Central Americans kind of replacing Mexico as the big influx of immigrants. And so typically, if you're recently arrived, you're going to be more optimistic, right?
Right.
In terms of the possibilities of the new year.
Yeah, so the least optimistic are your South Americans at 28%. So that's a huge difference, 28% of South Americans versus 59% of Central Americans. South Americans tend to be more highly educated, higher income. You know, they came on work visas or things like that.
Yeah.
So Central Americans, though, because they had a lower bar, I think they're feeling it takes less, I guess, to make them feel positive. So, but so that's what's driving it. Central Americans. And then we also asked, okay, so, if you were to rank the economic issues in our economy as a whole, what's the number one issue you're currently most concerned about? And so their options were availability of jobs, the national budget deficit, rising prices, housing market, or financial markets, right? And so what's their number one concern? Overall, the total weighted sample, it's pretty close between availability of jobs at 31%. And rising prices at 29% as being the number one. The least worrisome part of the economy for everyone is the housing market at only 8%, thinking that's the number one issue. Financial markets, 13%, and national budget, 19%. So it's really in about the 30% range. It's between jobs and inflation. From a ethnic standpoint, jobs it pretty much wins across the board. Not pretty much, does win across the board. 32% of Hispanics, 30% of whites, 36% African Americans, 33% Asians. That's the number one issue across the board is jobs. Jobs. The number two issue, though, that one does have a little bit more variability in it. The number two issue is the rising prices. Hovers around 30% for both for Hispanics, whites, and African Americans, but for Asians, it drops. The rising prices is not as much of a concern, only 23%. Where Asians pop is in the financial markets. 18% of them chose that as their number one issue, whereas the others are 12%, 12%, 11%. So,
and it makes sense. As a group, Asians have highest average household income, right? So with rising income, more likely to be investing in stock markets. And financial markets was a big concern coming out of the 2016 election. So that makes sense. One thing that popped out to me was the housing market. So like you mentioned, Roy, you know, Asians do over-index in worrying about the housing market. And this is reflected in that question regarding purchasing a house in 2017. Asians were the least likely to say that they're going to purchase a home. And they're worried about the financial markets. They're worried about housing. So I think
interest rates just went up, and so that was probably captured in this.
It was,
because I mean they went up. They're still historically low, but they went up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so Asians are probably more tuned into that than the other groups. In terms of availability of jobs, there are two things that jump out. Lower income. 43% of Hispanics, when we're looking at Hispanics, 43% of them chose that as their number one issue, whereas the over 40,000 income group was only 22%. So it's twice as many lower income Hispanics are concerned about jobs as the lower income, as the higher income. And then from a regional standpoint, the region of the country that is most concerned about jobs is the South, 39%. The most, the least concerned are interestingly Midwest and the West, about 20%.
This is among Hispanics.
This is among Hispanics, yeah. But
I'm still having trouble.
The South, meaning
I'm trying with the South, like, you know, why are Hispanics moving there? If they're concerned about jobs, it seems like economically, the West and the Northwest are really kind of feeling optimistic, you know. So
I think it's housing prices. It's cost of living is part of it, right? It's very expensive to rent an apartment in Los Angeles. It's hard to make a living in Los Angeles.
Or the Northeast.
And the Northeast, yeah, right? So I think people are moving to the South for the cost of housing. That's a big factor.
Yeah.
My niece, you met her, she came to California right out of college and thought, oh, she's going to get a job here. But she went back to Las Vegas because she couldn't afford rent here in LA, coming out of college. So I think... I think it's housing costs, frankly. We also asked, we've got, I don't know how much more time.
Yeah, this is probably our last question here.
Okay, so we've got, what do you want to talk about? We've got, think about America's economy. Yeah, let's skip that one. We've got, during the past year, have you or someone in your family had to deal with? No, let's skip that one.
Let's look at that election question.
Okay.
I think that's an interesting way to wrap it up.
Okay. So why don't you take that?
Yeah. So we asked here, given that we were fielding this in a unique time with the presidential election, we asked, you know, what effect does the result of the recent presidential election have on your personal outlook for 2017? I feel the options were much more optimistic, somewhat more optimistic, no effect, somewhat less optimistic, much less optimistic. It looks like overall, the total sample, everybody, 51% feeling somewhat more or much more optimistic, right? So net, generally optimistic.
So these numbers here, that's these two. So that's Hispanics, but that's 52%.
52% overall. Okay.
Right, and then, So
that's good.
That's good, right? So about 52% of the total sample are feeling more optimistic. However, there is a story there based on ethnicity that is not equal among the all four groups. So Hispanics, interestingly, now the most interesting story for me is Hispanics. So 52% of everyone think they're more optimistic or somewhat optimistic of how the recent presidential election has affected their personal outlook. So that's 52% of everyone. 57% of whites are either more or somewhat optimistic, and that tracks. You would think, okay, I can see that. 57% of whites more optimistic, where only 28% of whites are somewhat or much less optimistic. So that's a pretty hefty optimistic. Hispanics, however, with the result of the recent election, you would think that the issues in the election sort of adversely affected the Hispanic market. They're not expressing that. 51% are more optimistic versus 35% who are less optimistic or much less optimistic. So it's Hispanics and whites who are feeling that the election results were optimistic.
I'm curious to see it by region. Is there any?
Yeah, we'll look at the regions, but the last two, African Americans, 50% are somewhat or much less optimistic versus only 32% more. And then Asians,
that is huge.
That's almost a reverse, a flip of, say, Hispanics or whites. I mean, the African Americans are kind of depressed about the election results. Asians, 41% less optimistic, much less optimistic, 35% somewhat more. So they're a little more tempered, but they're still on the negative. So African Americans, Asians, net negative, Hispanics and whites, net positive. And then you wanted to see region. If we look over at the regions here, the optimistic here are the regions. So who's feeling optimistic and who's feeling less optimistic?
Midwest, wow.
Right? Yeah, so let's look at top box, which is much more optimistic. Let's just look at that one.
And this is Hispanics?
Yeah, so Hispanics in the Midwest are feeling much more optimistic. I think that's probably a general mood in the electorate.
Yeah.
In the Midwest. So if you're living in the Midwest, people are probably feeling pretty happy with the election results. And then that's 42%. The Northeast is the lowest at 18% in terms of optimism, top box. And then in terms of the groups, interestingly, Mexican Americans, 32% are quite optimistic. Much more optimistic that the effects of the presidential election have had on their personal outlook. So Mexican Americans are leading that. Higher income Hispanics are also leading the optimistic viewpoint with 33% versus 22% of the lower income. So it's tied to income for Hispanics, region, Midwest, more optimism.
And that's we hitting our mark here in terms of the 30 minutes, but we have a lot more data here. You can imagine we barely scratched the surface and actually skipped a couple of questions. So for any of you interested in getting different cuts of this data, please, again, visit our website, thinkingoutresearch.com. and contact us, shoot us an email. Looking forward to sharing new reports here in the new year. And you can follow us at ThinkNowTweets. And again, sign up for our email list at thinknowresearch.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.